With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Thursday. It's hour one. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. I knew it as soon as he said it, it was going to be a headline. And you might say, well, it is the week before Super Bowl week, but as soon as Scotty Miller said he's the fastest guy in the NFL, he's faster than Tyreek Hill, and I thought, Scotty Miller just made a name for himself. Had the touchdown reception at the end of the first half against Green Bay, and we were fortunate to have him on, and I talked about that speed, which is legitimate track speed, a 4.39. And Scotty Miller had this to say yesterday on the Dan Patrick Show. How would you do if you and Tyreek Hill lined up?
Oh, I'm taking me every day of the week. I'll take me over anybody. Tyreek is unbelievable, super quick, unbelievable talent. But if we're talking about race, I mean, I got all the confidence in myself against going up against anybody.
Wait, you think you're the fastest guy in the NFL?
Yes, sir.
All right. I like the confidence. Not a big deal. They're not facing each other. It's not like he's going to be covering Tyreek Hill or vice versa. Tyreek thinks he's the fastest guy in the NFL. He even retweeted it and said, hey, good for him. Like, he had no real animosity toward it. Not bulletin board material, but, oh, as soon as it came out, I can't believe Scotty Miller thinks he's... Okay, if Scotty Miller had 12 touchdowns this year, then I think we would look at what he said, listen to what he said, and we would probably have a different opinion. But he didn't say he was a better receiver, because he's not. He's just, in his mind, faster than Tyreek Hill. And he might be. You got to have confidence. Hey, I would bet on me. Okay, I like it. I thought it was fun. I thought it was funny. I just didn't want him to kind of wake up and go, wait a minute, what did I just do? Or have Brady or, you know, Bruce Arians come in and go, Miller, come here. What are you doing? It seems harmless, but sometimes we try to make it more than what it is. Tyreek Hill embraced it. And I love the analysts who are breaking this down about Scotty Miller. Oh, he had one catch. No one said anything about receiving talent. They just, we were talking about straight speed. That was it. And maybe Tyreek Hill is the fastest player in the NFL. But Scotty Miller has to have confidence. There were a couple things that he said, because he's running that pass pattern, and he, in his mind, is saying to the Green Bay defensive back, Kevin King, yo, 20, you better turn around and start running, because he knows he's going to beat him for a touchdown. And the other part of it that I thought was a sneaky line is, hey, being in cold weather and no fans, pretty much my college career at Bowling Green when I ask about Lambeau Field. I loved it. Thought it was a lot of fun there. Welcome to the program. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter. There's no purchase. There's no nothing. There's no hidden agenda there. It's just a recap of the show every single day, Monday through Friday. Comes out at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. And the backroom guys, Mario and Rob, the intern, do a great job. You just enter your email address at danpatrick.com, and they will send it out to you. Recaps everything that we do on the show. Has T-shirt sales on there. Just a lot of fun. Our Meat Friday menu is on there as well. Just a lot of things, and they do a wonderful job. And it'll come right to your doorstep, right into your email. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Coming up, we taped Patrick Mahomes yesterday after the show, and we will bring that to you. That'll be coming up next hour. And Derrick Henry, the Titans running back, will join us coming up in the final hour of the show. We'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Say good morning to Chat Row. Say good morning to our great radio affiliates around the country and also our TV partner, Peacock. The big news is the Texans have reportedly hired David Culley, and that is going to end the coaching carousel for this offseason. It's a surprising choice because he's 65 years of age. He's been in the NFL as a coach for 27 years. He's never been a head coach or an offensive coordinator. But it's an especially important choice because of the Texans hiring him. Deshaun Watson was not happy with the team, reportedly because he wasn't brought into the process of finding a new head coach. And we'll see how Watson responds to Culley, who was with the Ravens. He used to be with Andy Reid. He's been with the Kansas City Chiefs before. Apparently, Watson and Culley got to know each other at last year's Pro Bowl, but yeah, have to imagine the issues go deeper for Watson. Ownership, top executives still set the tone for an organization no matter who the coach is, and the Texans are reeling from moves that gutted their upcoming drafts. Culley is walking into a tough spot. This is maybe the worst coaching situation in the NFL, and for him to have a chance to succeed, it would certainly help if you got Deshaun Watson on board, because if not, David Culley will have his work cut out for him in this new job. And I didn't know much about him. I don't think anybody knew much about him. He's never been an offensive coordinator, but he's been involved in six NFL franchises. Now, some of that's with Andy Reid, but you have to understand that there is experience where he's been with different owners, different coaching staffs, different talent. So I'm guessing that, you know, maybe the knowledge that he'll bring into this, the experience that he brings into this, plus he's different from Bill O'Brien, which usually happens. Your personality is different from the previous coach. Normally, you got a guy who's a player's coach, or you got a disciplinarian, you usually go the opposite direction. But David Culley gets the job here. If you would have said an Andy Reid disciple who's never been an offensive coordinator and is a minority is going to get the job with the Texans, you go, oh, Eric Bieniemy got a job. Nope. But David Culley checks all those boxes there. Eric Bieniemy, and it came true. I reached out to my source who told me 2 weeks ago, he said, when we were talking about Eric Bieniemy, he goes, I think he's going to get frozen out. He's not going to get a job. And then I texted him this morning and I said, Bieniemy not getting a job, ? And he said, unfortunately, there's a past here. There's a history here. That was back when he was a player at Colorado. There were incidents there involving him. But I haven't heard one thing about Eric Bieniemy, anything negative when it comes to off the field in 25 years, I'm guessing. He's 51 years of age. I still bring this up. He's older than Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin's been a coach for a decade. But Eric Bieniemy, well, he doesn't call plays. Okay. Other guys who've been coordinators with Andy Reid didn't call plays either. But it feels like, and this is media driven. I will say that. Because the media is looking in this, go, wait, he's the offensive coordinator with the Chiefs, the best offense in football, or one of the best offenses in football, and you got Patrick Mahomes, and why wouldn't you want this guy to be around your team, your offense? You have Patrick Mahomes, who co-signs for him, Andy Reid, who did, Deshaun Watson wanted him brought in. But I was told, my source said, unfortunately, there's a backstory here. And that's why he was not getting a job. And it's not just this year. It was last year. So Eric Bieniemy is probably 0 for 14 with coaching vacancies. Now, he hasn't interviewed for all of them, but you have 7 openings this year. I thought he would have his choice. And as it turns out, he didn't. He didn't even have one choice. But I did ask Patrick Mahomes about this because I said to Mahomes yesterday, before the news even came out, I said, I don't think Eric Bieniemy is going to get a head coaching job. And Mahomes was not surprised, but he did address it. So we'll have that for you coming up next hour. McLovin, poll question?
Okay, well, the question you asked in the beginning there, is this the worst spot in the NFL for a head coach? I gave some options here. Maybe. Would you rather take over the Jets, the Lions, the Texans? And then I wasn't sure. The Jaguars don't belong on that poll because they have Trevor Lawrence, right? So they're in a different category. Is that fair to say?
I guess.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, we don't know that he's going to be hit, but everyone kind of doesn't talk about that as a bad spot.
I don't like the Texans situation.
Yeah. What about, and also the Bengals, Falcons, Eagles, any of those teams in that spot, or the Texans are in a different, they're much
Wait,
worse.
Are you talking about teams that...
Like the worst place to be hired as a coach, like okay. where you don't want to go.
Okay.
So like, I feel like it's the Jets, the Lions, and the Texans are the three worst spots. But you could argue the Jets is even harder than the Texans.
I don't like the head coaching situation with Woody Johnson. No. His involvement. It starts at the top. That you just look at, it's hard to have a successful team franchise without having an owner who knows what his role is, doesn't, he's not, you know, heavy handed, he's not that involved, but, and he hires the right people to do their jobs. And I think that that's where I would be concerned, certainly with the Jets. The Lions situation always feels, and then certainly with the Texans. If you say I'm going into a situation where the best player in franchise history or most decorated, J.J. Watt, is not going to be there next year, Deshaun Watson, my franchise quarterback, probably not going to be there. We have no draft picks, although we'll get draft picks if we trade Deshaun Watson, and we have some cap issues there. And we may have too many cooks in the kitchen in the front office. That doesn't sound like a good situation to walk into. Detroit is going to start over. It always feels like they're starting over, except for at the quarterbacking position. It's like the Lions are going to be this kind of team or that kind of team. They're bringing in this coach or that coach, but they still have Matthew Stafford. Now you don't even have that. Now it's truly a rebuild. And maybe they get it right, but the only way you get it right is getting the right quarterback and getting enough of a haul in return for Matthew Stafford. Also, we had Chris Collinsworth on the show earlier in the week. And I said to Chris, any chance Andrew Luck would come out of retirement with Philip Rivers retiring? And nobody's heard from Andrew Luck in years. I think the only thing that we heard from was his dad, Oliver Luck, when he came on the show. And I said, what's Andrew up to? And he said, oh, he's just raising his daughter. And, you know, basically he's enjoying being a father. But I wondered if Andrew Luck goes, you know, they finally got a good offensive line. We got some weapons there. We got a couple of running backs. Got a couple of young wide receivers. I don't know how much I can count on T.Y. Hilton anymore. I like the coaching staff. And the defense has been pretty good. Maybe. And Chris said no. He couldn't see him coming back. But that's been brought up here recently because the owner, Jim Irsay, sort of talked about it. Hey, we'd love to have him back, but... You know, it's not like Jim Irsay brought it up. He was asked about it because you're still thinking Andrew Luck is, I'm guessing, younger than Matthew Stafford. Is Andrew Luck like 31 maybe? But I would at least ask, you know, maybe he has an epiphany. Maybe he has, you know, I have time to reflect and goes, you know what? I'd like to come back. I'm healthier now.
Yeah, 31, by the way.
Yeah. But it's always the thing that sent you into retirement is the injuries, but then you're willing to overlook the injuries that then come back and try to play football. I'm guessing Andrew Luck is a different cat and it's not going to come back. But if I'm the Colts, I have to at least ask this before I give up a haul to get Matthew Stafford. I understand it. But Jim Irsay was asked about it. It's not like he volunteered it. Yeah, Paul.
You're going about this all the wrong way. If you want to get Andrew Luck back in a Colts uniform, you got to go through the kids. You somehow got to get a third party to tell the kid to ask dad to come back and play football. That's the only way. If little, I think Lucy Luck goes up to Andrew and says, "Dad, I want to see you play in a couple of years," then you got a shot.
Yeah, but she's only like two, isn't she?
You got to start laying groundwork now.
Yeah, I can't.
Start delivering stuff to the house, gift baskets.
Little Colts footballs and helmets there.
Send SpongeBob over, whatever it takes.
Cheerleading outfit there. Yes.
Lay some groundwork. He's only 31.
This program is brought to you by Simply Safe Home Security, delivering 24/7 protection. Visit simplysafedan.com today. Get a free security camera just by being a listener of this program. McLevin, what kind of poll question do you have?
Okay, I'm going to do that worst spot one, but I have another side question. This one, off Scotty Miller's comments on Tyreek Hill, it's a different topic. Is Tyreek Hill the best wide receiver in the NFL right now? I heard PFF talk about how he is the most unstoppable wide receiver because he can beat you in the close to the line of scrimmage and he can beat you long, unlike other guys who do like one thing.
Well, I also have to factor in who else he has. He has Travis Kelce, who may go down as the greatest tight end in history. So let's factor that in first. You got a guy who is on the fast, you know, he's in the fast lane. He's got a fast pass to the Hall of Fame in Patrick Mahomes. If he was a standalone, like I think Davante Adams is better than Tyreek Hill. Now, if you say more dynamic, explosive, game breaker, game changer, then yeah, I could see Tyreek Hill. But Stephon Diggs is really good. I don't know what happened to Michael Thomas there. But, I mean, sure, he's on the short list. I don't know if he's a great wide receiver as much as he is. He's almost on an island unto himself because he just wreaks havoc. Tyreek Havoc. Oh, Todd.
Wow. First segment of the show you did.
16 minutes in.
Not fair.
Yes. I would take Davante Adams. I think he's more in line with you're a wide receiver. He's not the game changer, game breaker that Tyreek is, but I don't think anybody is. But he's on the short list there. Yeah, McLevin.
Do we change this every year? Because last year, Michael Thomas, but, you know, Michael Thomas was hurt all year. The stuff came out on he was severely injured, just wanted to play for Breeze. I don't know if you heard that. Yeah,
he had ankles. Both ankles were banged up there. I mean, Diggs had 127 catches. DeAndre Hopkins is still up there, but he's not dynamic.
Did you put Metcalf in the conversation yet?
Not yet. Not yet. Not consistent enough.
I'm going to go system, though, because all these receivers, if you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, how can you tell how good Davante Adams is because you get such a nice ball delivered to you? So I find it hard to evaluate those guys. Same with Mahomes.
Okay, so do I go, who is the best receiver with an average quarterback?
Like Larry Fitzgerald. Then you get into that conversation. Like, you know, how do you tell how good a wide receiver is divorced from the quarterback?
Yeah, Paul.
Allen Robinson of the Bears is first ballot Hall of Fame then. Let's go. How about Justin Jefferson? His quarterback is maybe a B-level quarterback.
It's only 1 year.
Yeah.
Only 1 year. And you got a great running back, Dalvin Cook. You got to factor in personnel. I mean, you do. And that's why it's really hard to do it. But I would say Tyreek Hill is a standalone. There's nobody like him in the NFL. But if you said who is the best wide receiver in the game, I would take Davante Adams. Yeah, McClellan.
What if you said who's the best playmaker? Is that a way to describe Tyreek Hill? It's sort of vague. Best.
Well, then I would put Patrick Mahomes in there.
Oh, I've taken the quarterbacks out.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Maybe Alvin Kamara is like a playmaker hybrid.
Yeah, he's up there. Yeah.
You're right, though. Tyreek Hill is also, he looks different. He's so short compared to Davante Adams.
Yeah. All right, we'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, all of that coming up. Patrick Mahomes will join us coming up in an hour from now. Derrick Henry in the final hour of the show. We'll dissect the 76ers taking down the Lakers last night. It was an interesting game. Jazz have won 10 in a row. Jason Witten has retired again and is headed to the Hall of Fame. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to wear their white uniforms. And yes, we will break that down like nobody's business. the Buccaneers going with the white uniform. Smart choice by Tommy. Yes, McLovin, what?
You misspoke there before. You said the 76ers beat the Lakers. You mean McLovin's 76ers beat the Lakers.
Was the mall open early this morning because you got your 76ers shirt on there?
Do you want me to do a tag check, see if the tags are on that shirt?
Did you just buy that this morning?
And how many Milwaukee's Bucks shirts did you have to look under to before you got to that Sixers one?
Well, I saw what the Bucks have done in the playoffs. It's time for a new bandwagon.
Yeah, Jen, I'm serious. He's got the creases are in the arms. They look like
that is brand new.
It looks like a Gap kid folded it.
That is brand new.
This is not. I've worn it once before. Remember that time? Remember that time that I got to be a virtual fan for a Sixers game last year?
Yeah.
I rushed out to Modell's, and this is the only t-shirt they have. It's literally the worst Sixers t-shirt on the planet, by the way. And wore it once. I'm like, I'm never going to wear this again. Then you guys were talking about the Lakers Sixers yesterday. I'm like, all right, it's time to get on that bandwagon.
That shirt should stay on it. I'm kind of a 76ers fan.
You should just leave it here and then be able to come in. You know, it's like Superman, you know, goes into the phone booth and comes out. That's what it should just be. It's leave it here. You come in, you feel like wearing your 76ers shirt, whatever it is. Yes.
It's like, how much of a fan are you? About 76%. Maybe.
I don't even think that.
Yeah, that's actually high. Yeah.
He was all over the Bucks for years.
Well, the Bucks have a great logo, too. This is just like block lettering that says Philadelphia. There's nothing that even says 76ers. Well, should I say, tell me, by the way, is this bandwagon the good place to be right now? They beat the Lakers, but they're at home.
Go ahead. Like, today's a good day for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like in June, though, I'm going to want a different bandwagon.
Maybe May. May not have to wait until June. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Before we play the Patrick Mahomes interview, here is Scotty Miller, who joined us yesterday. He's the Buccaneers wide receiver, and he had the audacity to say this. How would you do if you and Tyreek Hill lined up?
Oh, I'm taking me every day of the week. I'll take me over anybody. Tyreek is unbelievable, super quick, unbelievable talent. But if we're talking about race, I mean, I got all the confidence in myself against going up against anybody.
Wait, you think you're the fastest guy in the NFL?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, it should be – I want to make sure people understand the context of what we're talking about here, because I've since seen reports. I've seen analysts who say, well, could Scotty Miller make this play that Tyreek Hill made? That's not what this is about. This is about track smack talk. This has nothing to – and actually, it's not smack talk because he was highly complimentary of Tyreek Hill. He's not Tyreek Hill. He never said he was Tyreek Hill. This has nothing to do with who's the better wide receiver. Could Scotty Miller make plays like this? Now, can you look at the highlights and say, could Scotty Miller, with his speed, make a play like this? Okay, I guess if you wanted to stretch this a little bit to strengthen your argument, but Scotty Miller just said, look, straight ahead speed, I like my chances. I think I'm the fastest guy in the NFL. So Patrick Mahomes was in interviews yesterday, and we were waiting for him. Comes out of, I should say he was in meetings, and comes out and he sits down and he has no idea about the Scotty Miller news. And that's where I start the interview, where I ask Patrick Mahomes, did you hear the big news?
I did not. What's the big news?
It's all over the facility, I'm guessing. What Scotty Miller, the Bucs wide receiver, had to say?
No, I did not hear it.
He said that he is the fastest player in the NFL, and he says he's faster than the cheetah, Tyreek Hill.
Oh, man. That's an interesting take, man. You got to have confidence in yourself, though. I'll give him that.
Okay. But Tyreek has already commented, by the way. He said, good for him. But do you guys have a bulletin board? And if you do, do you have any material on that bullet? Like, how motivating is this for you, Patrick, and the Chiefs?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're more motivating on yourself and being in the Super Bowl. If you're not ready to play for the Super Bowl, I don't think you're going to get ready. So he is a fast dude. He's a great receiver. But I like my guy versus anybody.
If I had you race Tyreek, okay, so if he ran backwards, could he run 100 yards faster than you if he went backwards and you went forwards?
Man, I feel like I can give him 100 running backwards. I don't know if the start. I feel like off the start he'd still be pretty quick. We always talk about it. I always say if we just ran a straight 100, I think I need at least 30 yards. but I mean, we could test it.
Well, you would probably have to give Brady 30 if you ran 100 yards with him. Do you think?
I mean, if me and Brady both ran 100 yards, I feel like both of us are going to need to be on the oxygen tank after. So I don't think we're going to plan on doing that anytime soon.
Have you hung out with Brady off, you know, other than playing a football game?
I have not, actually. Just haven't crossed paths in that way. I've heard a lot of great things about him. I heard he's a great guy to hang out with, but have not gotten that opportunity.
I could see you playing golf. I think you guys would probably do okay.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun. I'm not sure how the scores would look, but I'm sure we'd have a lot of fun out there on the course.
Do you know, when will you know your first play in Super Bowl 55?
I probably won't know. Only Coach Reed really comes out with the full first 15s and all that different type of stuff until that Friday before the game. He kind of gives me a little sneak peek before everybody else to make sure we're good to go. You'll have a good idea of what he's thinking kind of during the week.
How much input do you have in that?
I have a good amount. I mean, he, him, Coach Bieniemy, and Coach Kafka both come to me on pretty much every single play right after we run it, or throughout the day, throughout practice, and they ask me what I'm liking, what I'm feeling, how I feel this can attack certain places in their defenses. And it gave me a good idea. And it's kind of a funny story. Whenever that last game of the season, when Chad Henney got the start, I made my own first 15, how close I could get the coaches. And I was actually pretty close. I have a good feel for what Coach Reed's thinking.
If I would have told you back in college, one day you're going to go toe-to-toe with Brady in the Super Bowl, what would you have said at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it would I didn't know he would be on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I'll tell you that. I thought it was going to be – I'd have been on the NFC somewhere. But, I mean, it's special. I mean, I've had a great start to the career, but it's because I'm in a great organization with a lot of great people around me. And I just try to take advantage of all the opportunities that I've been given and not don't let them take them for granted. And I understand that it's been a blessed situation, and I'm going to try to do whatever I can to get another Super Bowl ring.
But when did you know you could play at this level or on the level with – the great quarterbacks in the game?
I didn't know I could play and be in Super Bowls like this until I was in the NFL and I made my first Super Bowl. I don't think you know that you have a great team around you and you know that you're doing everything the right way. But until you get to that game, to this game, you don't understand exactly what it takes. And so I think going into this season, I had a lot more confidence in myself and in my teammates because I knew what it took to get to the Super Bowl.
What did you take away from the loss against the Patriots in the AFC title game a couple of years ago? A lot of times, you know, the Bulls couldn't get by the Pistons. The Pistons couldn't get by Larry Bird and the Celtics. Like, there's certain teams, like, you have to get by them. And once you get by them, then you never look back. And I don't know if you learned anything after you lost that game.
I think the biggest thing that we've learned since that game is how to deal with adversity. And I know it's kind of cliche and people talk about it, but whenever you lose a game like that and you realize that it's over, there's nothing else, like you have to watch the Super Bowl on TV just like everybody else, you learn that you have to find ways to battle throughout a game. And if you look at that game, we didn't start the way we wanted to in that AFC Championship game, and then we couldn't figure out ways to get ourselves going until it was too late. And I think we've learned that now, that when we've gotten these deficits now, we understand that we have to attack and get back in the game, because if you don't, you'll run out of time.
I was also wondering, when I watch you play, you know, you got great footwork and obviously arm strength, but I didn't know if you played other sports. I know you played baseball, but were you a basketball player?
I was a big basketball player. I thought I was going to be a basketball player growing up. I was kind of still, I was taller kid. I played point guard and all that different type of stuff. And then I got to my freshman year of high school and I was like 6'2", 6'3", whatever I am right now, and I never grew again. And I figured how I played wasn't going to make it in the NBA.
Who did you want to be?
Oh, when I was younger, I mean, obviously you watched. When I was really young, I watched Michael Jordan and stuff like that. But then it was Allen Iverson, man, dude, watching the AI and all the crossing over. I didn't have the quickness, but I felt like I could still make some moves out there.
Did you ever meet him?
I haven't got to meet him yet. I mean, a tremendous player, and I hopefully one day I'll get to meet him.
He's Patrick Mahomes. He's joining us on behalf of. Well, you want to make sure you get to the big game. On behalf of AirShare, the safe and simple way to fly private, I'm assuming mom and dad are flying AirShare.
They are, and we have a great partnership. They actually fly my parents and my family out to every single home game, and so they're able to be there for every single home game that we have at Arrowhead, which is awesome. Makes it a lot easier for me, and then in the off season, I get a few flights here and there as well, which helps out a lot as far as me trying to make some golf trips and some business trips and stuff like that.
That's nice. That's nice, you know, being this entrepreneur. What's the best thing you bought since you signed your contract? What would surprise us, whether it's big or small?
The best thing that I bought, I mean, I bought a car, but I mean, that's super simple. I feel like everybody buys a car. I actually bought a plot of land that I'm going to build a house in Kansas City. I figured my contract has a couple of years on there, so I'll be here for a little bit. So I got a plot of land, and I'm going to build a house out here.
Would you have a mini football field, a basketball court? Like, you're going to have the full thing? I know you're having a daughter, so, you know, you're going to...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I do have, like, I'm going to have a half a football field so I can get some work in with some guys out there. I have a basketball court, but don't tell Brett Beach. that's not for me. That's for the kids.
Of course it is.
They'll have a little golf stuff out there as well.
We had Aaron Rodgers on a couple of weeks ago, and I said, look, I'm watching Jake from State Farm. the arms are getting a little too big. I'd like to test Jake from State Farm, Patrick. I think he might have some illegal substances in there.
Dude, all of a sudden, man, I mean, the year before, like, he came out, he was kind of a fit dude, and then all of a sudden the next year, I'm like, man, dude, you're making me look small over here in these commercials, dude. You got to at least calm it down a little bit.
I think it should be in your contract he has to wear long-sleeve shirts.
He's at least got to wear a little bit looser shirts. That one when we were playing cornhole, he came out with, like, spandex, dude. He was looking huge. I had to puff out my chest a little bit.
Well, Rodgers went short-sleeve in the next commercial. I don't know if Aaron was doing a party pump, but... Like, I wouldn't mess with Jake. I really wouldn't.
Yeah, I might have to get him out here, you know, maybe run, play a little bit of fullback tight end for us. You know, he might have to make some plays out here with
me. You're good with Kelsey. Bruce Arians said that the Buccaneers have a big advantage by playing at home. And you've already played there this year, and there's no fans, or at least you don't have the true home field advantage. Is it a big advantage for them to be playing at home?
We'll see, I guess. I mean, I feel like we've had the lucky enough to go there and find a way to win a game. They have a really good football team that's playing better football even than when we played them last time. But at the same time, I mean, it's a Super Bowl. I mean, you're going to be on a big stage no matter what. As far as an advantage, I mean, we will see because it's the first time it's ever been done.
How many times you go to the line of scrimmage and you go, this is going to be a touchdown?
There's certain looks. It's not as much as you'd think. The crazy part is halftime, like, oh, this would be a nice completion. And I'll throw it to these guys, and they somehow score touchdowns. And so I'm just, like, running behind them, and I'm just kind of like, oh, my gosh, these dudes are still going. you get a lot of good looks, and you understand why Coach Reed calls plays and Coach Bieniemy, and they'll call a play, and when they call and we get that perfect look, you know there's a good chance that you're going to have a chance at a touchdown.
I don't understand what's going on with Eric Bieniemy here, Patrick. I don't think he's going to get a job. I don't understand. What am I missing here? I mean, I know, you know, selfishly you get to keep him, but, I mean, he's older than Mike Tomlin, and he hasn't had a head coaching job here, Patrick.
Yeah, it amazes me, honestly. I mean, the first year you kind of were like, all right, it was just his first cycle through, and then last year the interviews, and you're like, for sure he's going to get a job. And then this year, I mean, if you look at his track record and the way he's able to coach us, the way he's able to lead men, and which is people say that, but to be able to lead a locker room of people from every different background and every different race and everything like that, and be able to be the leader of a locker room is a special talent. It's a talent, and he's able to do that. And then the way he's able to, I mean, go about calling plays throughout the game. And I understand that we have Coach Reed, and Coach Reed calls plays, but there's a ton of input on Coach Bieniemy, and he calls a ton of plays in our game plan. And it just gets overlooked, and, I mean, who knows what it is, but it's a loss for everybody else in the NFL and a gain for us, and hopefully he gets his chance because he'll succeed with that wherever he is. But if he doesn't, we're glad enough to have him back again.
We've come a long way since you dented my face in the man cave in New York when you threw the football. That was before the draft where you put it, I think, right on my nose with that large float that I had. You know what? Chiefs should have known right then they had their guy.
Yeah, no, for sure. That definitely, I think, rose me up the draft ranking. I was second or third when I got it before that throw.
How's mom, by the way? I was worried about her when you got hurt. And can you make it? Can you tell me? Did you have a concussion, or you're just in the concussion protocol?
I was in the protocol.
Okay.
I don't know if it was necessarily actually a concussion, but I mean, you never know. But they never know exactly with those injuries. But I know I've had no symptoms, no lingering effects since. And so I feel completely normal. I feel like I played completely normal this last weekend.
Yeah, mom was upset. Did you find out what she was tweeting during the game when you got tackled?
Yeah, man, it's hard to – I try to keep my family off Twitter as much as possible. But it's hard to tell your mom what to do. So I let her go. But just being a mama bear.
Yeah, you can't scold her. You know, it's normally the other way around. But you can't go, Mom, you can't be sticking up for me like, you know, you're getting in a fight out on the playground.
No, exactly. But, you know, she's it's all out of love. But at the same time, you just got to kind of calm down. It's a game of action, and you go out there and you fly around and people get hurt here and there.
Give another plug for AirShare before we say goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great company. I mean, Kansas City based, but have really spread throughout the whole entire country. And been a great partner for me from day one. Great people. And I look forward to continuing our partnership for the long run.
Well, good luck. Great to talk to you again. Have fun in Tampa. Thanks for joining us as always.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
We get ready to make way for one of our favorite guests. He's Derrick Henry. It was a year ago at this time we had Derrick on. He joined us at the Super Bowl. Derrick, good morning. How are you? Can you hear
Good morning.
Me?
What's going on?
Did you get the news that Deshaun Watson wants out of Houston?
I have heard.
What do you think?
I mean, that's a good thing for us.
you're right about that.
But, you know, I just wish him the best in the situation, whatever happens, whatever occurs for him.
Do you know him?
Yeah, I know Deshaun. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. And I was wondering about Devontae Smith going to the Senior Bowl, which surprised, I think, a lot of people, but that he wouldn't get weighed, he wouldn't get measured. Is that a red flag? Should that be a red flag for a team that, you know, he's going to wait till his pro day to get measured?
I don't know that the whole situation, but maybe, I'm not sure if he just wanting to go there to do interviews and, you know, just talk so they can get to know him and build a relationship with some of the teams. And then, you know, because I know he hurt his hand in the game, so I'm not sure if, you know, that's fully recovered. But I'm sure he probably wanted to be able to have a little time to train and, you know, get his body right and do all the things that you do. So when he's ready to go for his pro day, you know, he's looked the part and can do all the things he wants to do.
Any doubts about him being successful in the NFL?
Not at all. Did you see how he played this year and how easy it looked? You just said it wasn't even close, and yeah, it just ain't no question.
Yeah, and you know, they talk about size. You know, it's weird because you're not the prototypical running back now in the NFL. You're different. Do we worry too much about, you know, how big or how small somebody is?
I think that is a big thing that, you know, people try to harp on too much. And I think a lot of guys who've been who came out of college and played in the NFL has, you know, proven people wrong and done it numerous times. And, you know, I feel like that's another situation where this guy's gonna do the same thing. I mean, he showed it on the field. So, I mean, size, it really doesn't matter. As long as you can play and guard that make plays, that's all that matters and what you put on film. And I'm sure, you know, teams know that. And, you know, I'm sure he'll be a top five pick and go out there and play great and when he gets his opportunity.
But I don't know if you were labeled too big or, like, you – I don't know. Were you too big of a running back? You know, they were
– a lot of things. It was a lot of things being said. But at the end of the day, it's all about what you do when you get here.
Yeah, but what'd they say?
I mean, going on, I was too big.
Were you fast enough?
I was too tall, didn't have quick feet, didn't have great hips. the whole thing goes on and on, the list goes on and on.
Ever feel sorry for somebody you ran over?
No, I don't feel sorry, but I want to do it again.
Well, we had Josh Norman on, and I said, You kind of were a meme where you got stiff-armed by Derek. And
you did not.
I did ask him. Wait, didn't you tell me to ask Josh, ask about the stiff arm where I basically threw him out of bounds? Or did I misread that?
I should have known. I should have known you're right.
Come on. He said, look, I went for a tackle. I mean, you know, so it was one play, and, you know, he stiff-armed me, you know?
Yeah.
Would you bring it up if you saw Josh Norman?
If I seen him, I mean, that'd have to be something that, you know, we would talk about. It's just like it's been everywhere. But anything, I just say, hey, bro, I'll just, I mean, you went high, and I mean, that's just how it happened.
But he has to bring it up. You can't bring it up if you see him in person, right?
No, I would. I'd be like, hey, how you doing, man? Great season. You know, good to see you.
What if he went to hug you and you stiff armed him?
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, poor Josh, you know. All that talking came back to haunt him, you know, because that you didn't have to say a word. All you had to do was just flick him off with that stiff arm. I still love the fact that you didn't realize, like, you went out of bounds on your own. Right? That was the big mistake you said with that stiff arm.
Yeah, I went out of bounds on my own, but I was so focused on, you know, I was just delivering the stiff arm that I didn't even realize the impact of it and what happened. I was so zoned in on the game and, you know, focused on him, so I didn't realize what occurred at that moment, really.
Do you care who wins the Super Bowl?
I mean, no. I mean, hopefully it's a good game. Just want to see a good game, really.
But you'll watch?
Yeah, I definitely watch.
Okay, but when you watch, do you watch and there's like a bunch of people around and then there's people who may not know the game and then they ask you stupid questions?
No, I usually don't watch with a bunch of people. I probably just be by myself, but a girl and just being a girl, really. No, I don't watch with a lot of people.
Have you watched tape of the Ravens game?
Yes, I have.
I waited to bring this up, by the way.
No, you can bring it up. Don't wait at all.
All right, so what happened? How did you get shut down?
I just think they we didn't play well enough on offense, and they just played better. Sometimes that happens, and they had a great game plan, and they executed it, and you know, all the credit goes to them. And we just didn't do what we need to do on offense to be able to win that game. And you know, that definitely stuck, that definitely stung, and definitely a lot of motivation, you know, going to this offseason and getting prepared for next year. That definitely will never leave my mind, and I'll always be thinking about that. So they played a great game. All the credit goes to those.
Yeah, but you don't get shut down. You don't get shut down in December and January. You're Derrick Henry.
No, I mean, it happens. I mean, it happens. And, you know, I definitely got that in my head. Don't let it happen again. And, you know, and that's all I can do. It's over with now. I can't, you know, go out there and replay again, but, you know, I can definitely, you know, be fueled and motivated from it.
Derrick Henry is joining us on behalf of the FedEx Air and Ground NFL Player of the Year Awards, recognizing top quarterback and top running back performance. Are you winning the running back?
I would think so. I would like to win it, be able to bring that trophy home again. Love the trophy. It's very nice. Love to be able to put it in my trophy case.
Wait a minute. You would be presenting the trophy to you?
I guess you can put it like that. I would like to have it to be able to win back to back, and you know, be able to have them beside each other.
Voting is open now. We'll close Tuesday, February 2nd at 3 Eastern. Fans can vote on the NFL Twitter page poll, NFL.com/FedEx. FedEx will make a $20,000 donation to Direct Relief in the name of both the winning quarterback and the running back, totaling $40,000. Who would you give it to quarterback-wise? Are you giving it to Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, how can you not? How can you not give it to Aaron Rodgers by what he did this year and where he's at in his career? I mean, it's unheard of.
We did bring back a year ago when you joined us at the Super Bowl. You told that Kobe story, and we brought it up on the year anniversary. And you're at the ESPYs, and you wanted to say hi, and you got so nervous.
I got so nervous. I think about that still to this day. I'm like, man, I was so stupid, not saying nothing. I mean, I couldn't say anything. I still bothers me to this day.
Yeah, I'm but like, what man. Would you have said?
Honestly, I don't even know. I just wanted to have a conversation, say something, this so I could have that interaction, say that I talked to him before, and I ain't say nothing. I couldn't even say nothing. I was just like in awe. That's the first time that's ever happened.
But you're used to people recognizing you. You were probably worried that he didn't recognize you.
No, I was just worried. It's like, what was I going to be able to talk to him? Because I mean, he was walking by. I'm just like, should I bother him? Should I not? By that time, he was already gone. I'm like, oh my gosh, I missed my moment.
I love that it still bothers you.
It still bothers me to this day. I just hate thinking about it. I'm like, man, you. What were you thinking?
But you'll always have this story, because if you had spoken to him, the story wouldn't be as good as this one is.
That's true.
You know?
That's true. But still, I would have liked to have this story. But like, man, I was trying to talk to him, and then I finally did it. But at the moment, I was so nervous, but I didn't even say nothing. I didn't even get a word out.
No.
I was like, it happened so, it just happened like slow motion. I was just like, didn't say nothing.
Well, so the next time, is there anybody else who would leave you speechless? Just so if it happens, that you take advantage of the moment.
No, I don't think so.
Like, there's nobody in Kobe's world, like Jordan, if you saw Michael Jordan.
I don't know. Jordan's up there. Jordan, I mean, that's hard to say.
But he's not in your era. Kobe's in your era.
Kobe's in my era. Kobe's my favorite athlete of all time. So it's just like, I mean, dang, I'm thinking about it again.
I can't even. I'll wait and bring it up next year, okay? Hey, great to talk to you. Enjoy the off season. Thanks again for joining us. We always appreciate your time.
Thank you, man. I always have fun coming on your show. Thank y'all for having me. Appreciate
it. That's Derrick Henry. Yeah, sign him up for another 2,000 yards. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.